Mitzpeh Ramon was chosen due to its ancient desert landscape, and there is no dispute as to the intensity of the crater's scenery, which is reflected in the works of all participants of the 1962 symposium. Another reason for the choice of Mitzpeh Ramon was that it was a new Negev settlement, symbolizing the state of Israel, giving all it has to the flourishing and settling of barren desert land, as the first catalogue wrote. Also, because the Negev is the country's greatest challenge, as Elchanani wrote in the second catalogue. Art in itself was of course no less important and was the main goal of the event in Mitzpeh Ramon. As written in the first catalogue, sculptures in an open space bring us closer to art no less than big, significant and expensive museums do. The economic tourism aspect was not forgotten either. There is also no doubt that a sculpture park in the Negev will be a highlight for art-loving tourists. The 10 artists who came to Mitzpeh Ramon in the spring of 1962 lived in the town in pioneering conditions for 10 weeks. During this period, the town's residents, especially the children, were full partners in the artistic process. Each artist chose the material he or she wished to work with. 5 artists, Augustin Cardenas, Koso Elul, Moshe Sternschuss, Yannis Lenassi, and Karl Prantl, chose to work in limestone, while each of the others chose different materials. Dov Fagan worked with gravel, Yasuo Mizui with locally found dolomite. Patricia Diska chose granite brought from Eilat. Joseph Viss worked with basalt, and Jacques Moscal cast in concrete. The sculptures created at the 1962 symposium are abstract and match the spirit of sculpture art of the second half of the 20th century. Most of them, except for those done by Cardenas and Mizui, which have a surrealist influence, and Fagan's sculpture, which was influenced by the Canaanite movement, comply with the geometrization style prevailing in European and American art of the 1950s and 60s. The sculptures are shapes in space, monumental, rising upwards, each standing solitary. All relate to the landscape they gaze upon, but do so in a profound, poetic, or metaphorical manner.